and welcome to another normal episode of Three Bean Salad. Hang on a minute.
Oh, hang on a
minute.
It's not a normal episode of Three Bean Salad, no.
No, because of course Three Bean Salad is the only podcast where the hosts require a full month off after every 2 months of broadcasting.
I think we are definitely the only podcast to do that.
It's our USP.
It's like farming. You put the cows in the field for 2 months, then you let the cows have a month off.
They do other work.
Yeah. Leave the cows in fallow.
You leave the cows in fallow. They stop being cows, don't they? They go off and... Yeah, they focus on some of their own personal projects, writing some of the more coherent policies that we get from our current government.
Me? Hey?
What?
I think Henry's suggesting that the government, their policies are written by cows, and that explains why they're so poor.
Oh, I see. I thought for a second Henry was suggesting that on his month off, he's one of the main policy wonks for the current government.
Mike, don't blow my cover.
Yeah, we're not here.
We're not here, no. Sorry.
It's not an episode.
This is not an episode.
Long-time listeners will know the drill by now.
Yeah.
We have May off every year.
We do.
Any plans?
I'll mainly be writing stuff for the next series, really. I certainly like to prepare. So I'll be creating... Obviously, the banter is... You can't predict the banter.
Yeah. But everything you say is heavily, heavily scripted.
It's heavily scripted.
It really is.
It's heavily... Heavily scripted.
It is. Because what I do is I can work in what I call chat. Well, it's chat patterns. It's banter schematics. I can create essentially flexible structures.
Balgorithms.
It's balgorithms. It's balgorithmic. I'm using some AI technology in there, which can then be adapted according to what the topic is. It's fluid structure.
Because Mike, I don't know how you do it, but I've decided in May I'm taking a leaf out of Henry's book, and I'm actually putting together a writer's room.
Ah, okay.
So far right, I've got Bernie Taupin.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that's just me. It's just me and Bernie Taupin.
So you've gone high end.
Yes, I mean he's not been. It's been hard to get him like on the right page. He's writing a lot of songs, which is.
It sounds expensive, though.
Well, that'll be a nice change.
I mean, that's why I use, for all my stuff, I just use very obscure passages from the Old Testament.
You don't you? Yeah. Mm.
That's why you often say things like salt the earth and things
yes,
like that.
Exactly. Yeah. It's usually my contribution to any topic is a suggestion to salt the earth. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've all got our own.
Yeah, but it means it frees me up, but it means I've got a lot of spare time, you know. Come May, whereas you guys will be working away.
Well, Bernie's going to be working on my behalf, yeah.
So, of course, Bernie hasn't actually done anything in public, has he, since his previous things that he's done? Basically, what I'm saying is, who is Bernie Taupin?
Oh, Bernie Taupin is Elton John's lyricist.
Oh, yes, that's right.
It's quite an extraordinary thing, though, because apparently Bernie just delivers the song wholesale.
Yeah.
And then Elton never changes anything about it. And will fit a tune to it.
Nice.
Which I think leads to a few little bits where it's like, well, you probably could have... Whenever I listen to Elton John, there's always the odd bit where you go, oh, you could have made that scan a bit more easily, couldn't you? But I think they just respect each other's craft. It's like, you do the words, I'll do the song, and we'll never meet.
Isn't that weird, though? Because for me, I would imagine that songwriting is much more of a kind of fluid process. Like, you go, doopa-doopa-doo.
I love you and you love me. Together we formed a family. Doopa-doopa-doo, when we're living in a tree, because I'm a monkey and so is he. Monkey, 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 monkey times. We are monkeys. Listen to my rhymes.
Do you know what I mean?
But that's why Rocket Man has so far been considerably more successful than Monkey Times by Henry Bacon.
Monkey Times. Mike, that was incredible. Do you know that bit in the in Get Back where you watch Paul McCartney sort of pull the song Get Back out of his ass? That was basically that.
So you're saying that Hang on. You're saying that Monkey Times was just like that. He just started singing Monkey Times, and that's how he wrote Monkey Times. Yeah, apparently it's there's a recording of it. They did it
as if channeling God himself.
But hang on. So he. How could he have? No, that's not. How could he have known that? How could he have? Because that song is a perfect metaphor.
He managed to rhyme tree with he. Just like that.
Because I tried to rhyme tree the other day with something, and it took me hours, and I just gave up. I saw quite a good thing online the other day about one. You know, what's it called? The people that just make up the song lyrics in a battle. Rap battle. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, if they're rapping.
There's another name for it, I think. Yeah, word.
Wordplay.
I challenge you
to a wordplay.
I wonder how they do it. You know, there's those like rap battles.
Yeah. Straight off the dome. That's what they say.
I've got a theory, which is, and it's basically, I think they use the same. It's sort of slightly more cool version, but it basically uses the same sort of techniques as they used in Whose Line Is It Anyway? Do you know what I mean? When they make up songs.
Sort of improv.
Yeah, it's sort of improv, isn't it? I've just got a theory that the way they do it is, because sometimes it's amazing. I saw one online, which is incredible. Like, he's just been given essentially the top. It is sort of like...
It's a bit like Three Bean Salad in many ways.
Salad. But like, he's given a topic. He does this. It is very impressive. It's amazing. Freestyle. Yeah. That's what it is, isn't it? Freestyle. But I've got a theory that there's a technique which is something to do with you choose the word you're rhyming.
The word you're getting to.
Yeah. You choose that, and then you sort of artificially manufacture the thing it's going to rhyme with, but you put that first, if you see what I mean. I mean, like, so people often ask me, how did you come up with Monkey Times?
You were looking at a tree.
So for example, you go, okay, basically give me a topic for a rap. I'm not going to do a rap, but give me a topic for a freestyle.
Bleach.
If this theory is right, it'll work. Okay. Okay.
Do you want Mike to drop a beat?
No, please don't, because it's going to be horrifically cringeworthy. Okay. But basically, I'm struggling with beach, so I think it's possible my theory doesn't work.
It was bleach. You could rhyme it with beach.
Okay, bleach. Okay, bleach. Okay. I'm going to the supermarket feeling expectant. I think I'm going to buy myself some disinfectant.
Right.
That's quite good, wasn't it?
What have you proven, though?
Well, you said bleach, right? So I...
Are you just explaining to us the process of thinking, which happens to all of us almost every moment of the day?
I know, but no one's ever analysed how it works. And if I can get this point across, people will become very self-conscious about it and won't be able to think anymore.
It could be the end finally, of thought. It could you finally, are Big Brother.
It could accelerate the crab. The crab.
Yes, once we get rid of thoughts, it won't be long before we're just walking sideways.
You are the big crab.
Yeah. Yeah. So what I did was, you said bleach, so I thought, what's a word to do with bleach? Disinfectant. So I thought, that's going to be my second one.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm going to end on that. And that's the bit where the crowd go, whoa! Wow! Like, you guys, very, remember, you did that very, very quietly. Like, how the, what?
We were doing it inwardly, yeah. But
we were doing it inwardly.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because you've put that second, then you just come up with whatever you need to get there. So I came up with, I'm feeling expectant, which isn't that impressive, but the fact is I'm going to end on disinfectant, which is relevant. So that's going to get the whooping. That's going to get me.
I think you're right, actually. I think I'm
quite high up in the scene, potentially.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well, good luck, Henry.
I'm going to give you another one.
Give me another one. Yeah.
Okay. CCTV.
Okay. I'm going to the shop. I'm feeling expectant. I'm still going to buy some disinfectant.
But under the gaze of CCTV.
I can still buy disinfectant. That's all I've got. I can still buy disinfectant in a CCTV world. Okay, now hang on.
Is CCTV too hard? Maybe it is.
It is quite hard, yeah.
Okay, Mike, can you give Henry a
cashmere.
Cashmere, okay. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I've lost interest. I'm not gonna become big in the whatever it's called scene. I've changed my mind.
What a journey!
Rap battles loss is our gain.
Yeah,
I'll see you in a month.
Yeah, so we're not here for the month. If you want some more Three Bean Salad, of course, there's our Patreon with lots of bonus episodes from the past 3 years. Patreon.com/Three Bean Salad.
Yes, please.
For that,
cheerio.
People are telling me that I've lost my edge because I only buy jumpers with a high wool percentage.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Oh, God.